who were that in homage to the Buddha by reciting Namo Tassa 3 times.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa.
Today, as we have already announced, our explained Metta Sutta. When we touch the title Metta Sutta, we can find many, many Metta Sutta in Tripitaka. So this Sutta is a very well known as Karaniya Metta Sutta. When we really study the original Sutta in Pitaka, it will start with Karaniya Metta Kusalena. But in Myanmar version, we have 2 additional stanzas before the Karaniya Metta Kusalena. But in Myanmar chanting, we will start with Yasa Nubhavato Yakha, etc. So if we summarize in Myanmar version, the first 2 stanzas explains how Metta Sutta was delivered by the Buddha and why the Buddha was delivered by the Buddha. So why Metta Sutta was delivered by the Buddha? So it also mentions the benefit of metta in the sutta. Especially in Yama version, but in reality, the benefit of metta, later I will explain the benefit, we can find in Anguttara Nikaya. So as everybody has already known that metta is also a kind of meditation. Now we also have to explain to whom the Buddha mostly explained Metta Sutta. So in the very beginning, I have to tell you, this Metta Sutta is not for beginners. It's for advanced meditators. Whenever the Buddha explains or delivers discourses, he also explains according to the listener's condition. So now I should introduce the temperament and meditation.
Uh,
So we have many different temperaments. Altogether in Pali text, we have 6 temperaments. Then the Buddha will explain, or the Buddha will give instruction, meditation instruction to his disciple according to their temperament. You know, we will start with the first temperament. We call okay. So we call Raga Charita, lustful temperament. So sometimes people may have very strong desire or very strong attachment to material things or living things. So if they, sometimes some people, they are very easy to have attachment. There are some people, although it's very attractive, very desirable, but they can train their minds, not so much easy to attach. So we all have known that we like new things, new material, new lifestyle. There are many different conditions, but if we have very strong attachment to living things, then we can overcome by practicing repetitive meditation. So we have to know what is repetitive meditation again. So we also have repetitiveness of cause, that person. We also have living repetitiveness. So now, if we are going to do recollection of repulsiveness, seeing or visualizing dead body, then it should be the same sex. We must not visualize the opposite sex. But in modern day, we cannot see very ugly dead body, right? So, actually, if body is swollen, poison, more repulsiveness. Then if we really see as repulsiveness, shall we overcome attachment? Then again, we will have living repulsiveness. That is the 32 body parts. The 32 is too much, right? If I say enough anything, right? Only five, huh? Isa, head hair. Loma, body hair.
Okay.
So head hair. According to location, okay, in the top, right? Also the color, it can be different color. But how about smell? If you don't wash, how is smell? Is it regardless, right? So, moreover, it depends on the location also. The hair will be very beautiful, nice on the head. If we can find a set of hair in the soup, how do you think?
就是说呢，也是看你这个头发它在什么地方。比方说，如果头发在头上，那看起来就会很漂亮。如果说头发是在汤里面呢？So
that means sometimes when we change the place, it's undesirable.
那有时候如果我们把它的地方，我们放在不同的地方部位的话，它就会变成不固定。Similarly,
smell is also undesirable.
同样的，它的味道也是不固定的。
So as already, I don't need to wash my hair, right? You have to wash your hair quite often, right?
那就是说呢，一般上大家呢都会经常洗你的头发，对吗？So
similarly, body hair. According to the place, it will be possible. Smell, it will be possible. Similarly, sometimes even the color is possible. Sometimes even the
color is possible.
Another one is teeth. And nails, fingernails and toenails, two together, right? They are a little similar to the bone, right? So it's also very clear it's everybody's business, right? We have to wash every day, we have to clean every day, so the everybody's business.
同样的，他们也是不净的。我们每一天都要清洗他们，因为他们很不净。Also
the same smell, location, it will make you uncomfortable and unpleasant.
同样的，它的味道还有它处在哪里，也是会让我们有那种不净的感觉。Similarly,
nails, toenails, or fingernails, and the body is very beautiful, right? After cutting, how will you keep the fingernails or toenails in your pocket or anywhere?
那同样的，如果我们的指甲、我们的脚趾一样的雕塑指甲，当我们在我们的身上的时候，都看得很漂亮。但是当我们剪的时候，是没有人会把它收藏起来的。Okay, now another one is skin. Skin is also very possible. So the same, you can also think about smell of the skin.
The location of the skin, at the tearing off, no one will keep, right? You throw away. So if we can know repulsiveness of particular body parts one after another, we may have less attachment to ourselves, less attachment to other people.
那当如果我们可以对我们的身体的部位一部分一部分的修习这个不净的话，我们对自己跟对其他人都会减少戒瘾执着。So
here we have to know that when we practice particular body part. We also have to practice internally and externally. Why do we have to do? For example, saliva is also represented, right? We swallow our saliva, but nobody will swallow other people's saliva. That means, if saliva from our body or our mouth, we don't think it's a repulsiveness. But other people's saliva, we think it's a repulsiveness.
就是同样的，如果是口水在我们口中的话，我们不觉得不净；但是如果是我别人的口水，我们就会觉得不净。
Similarly, sometimes we have repulsiveness in our body, but we don't have repulsiveness of other people, other living beings.
同样的呢，有时候呢，我们对自己的身体有一种不净的感觉，但是对于其他人的身体，我们没有不净的感觉。
For example. Skin, okay? Our skin is a repulsiveness, right? But what about chicken skin? It's desirable for people, right? You cook and you eat. We may have repulsiveness of our own bone, right? But how about animal bone? We cook, we drink. So we have to practice internally, externally to feel repulsiveness in both.
内在和外在的骨头，然后才可以身体对于这个骨头的不幸。So
when you study Mahasatipatthana Sutta, you can find 9 channel ground meditation. There it will mention 9 types of cause, how Asian they could fight it.
如果你学习这个大乐初心的话呢，你就可以学习到有九种这个肢体，就是以前的古丘呢，他们都是身体这个九种肢体的不净。
In the same Sutta, the Buddha also explained 32 body parts, repulsiveness meditation.
那在同一部经里面呢，佛陀也有解释这32分身。
At the end, the Buddha also explained. That the bhikkhu contemplates body and the body internally, the bhikkhu contemplates body and the body externally. That means we have to discern both internally and externally to feel repulsiveness, to have less attachment to living things.
所以呢，就是说我们应该要辨识内在和外在的身体，然后呢，这样子我们可以身体对这个身体的不幸的这种的感觉，然后可以减少我们对身体的执着。Then,
what about non-living things? We also have attachment to non-living things. How should we overcome attachment to non-living things?
那对于没有生命的物品呢，我们也是执着。
Then when we can discern the four elements in the body, after understanding the four elements deeply and clearly, we may have less attachment to non-living things. All the non-living things are also combinations of four elements.
对于没有生命的物品呢，我们可以修习这个世界分别观。那慢慢的，我们可以很深的、很清楚的了解，他们也是四大组成。这样子呢，我们也可以减低我们对于物品的执着。
So, That means we have to change our perception. Non-living has four elements. And we may have less attachment, or we can overcome attachment to non-living things. So you can also get the same information in the same sutta, the Mahasatipatthana Sutta. So what I talk about four element meditation in Kayanupassana Satipatthana. If we summarize, when the meditator has left two time parliaments, the Buddha gives instruction, or the Buddha will teach them how to practice the Buddha's relaxed meditation.
在这里呢，我们遵者要在总结，就是说，如果是一个贪行者的话呢，佛陀就会教导他去静观。然后，我们就是这种贪行者。So that means there are some people they have a short temper. They can get angry very easily, although they see very
minor things, or they hear very minor things, they will get angry. So for that kind of meditators, the Buddha will recommend and instruct loving kindness meditation, compassion meditation, samsati joy, and equanimity meditation. So today we are going to talk about metta. So I don't need to explain loving kindness meditation now, right? So it will be later. I have to explain how to meditate or how to ready metta. Then, if we say dosa, not only hate, it also can be anger, worry, anxiety, and many, many unpleasant minds. So when we have a lot of worry, a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear also, we should really admit that. Then the Buddha also instructs them how to practice Kala Kasina. We have four Kala Kasinas in Buddha's teaching. So black Kasina, visualizing black Kala, focus on it. We can also attain Jhana. So sometimes you can also see black cloth or black flower. Do we have black flower here? No black flower, right? I think there is some flower that is black, right? And there is black flower, or including our hair, right? So this is also color casino. Okay, now for that information, I think many of you are Chinese, right? When you read Chinese version, with the Maga, it will be blue casino. Right?
真的说这里很多华人嘛，他说在这个基督道路这里面呢，通信他们解释为蓝色。Then
even we have all their books, any translation, they translate as a blue casino. But in Nema or in English, we have black casino.
那真的说呢，在《汤坦斯》的中文课本里面呢，它也它是解释为蓝片，但是呢，在缅甸的书里面呢，是说成是黑，是解释为黑片。
Around 2008, women start giving instruction to foreigner. I have this difficulty. Whenever I talk about black casino, they say, "No, Mandy, it's blue."
就是说呢，在2008年他开始教导禅师的时候呢，他给指示是说黑点，但大家都会跟他说是蓝点。So which one is the color, black or blue, right?
真的说只是颜色，蓝或黑。Then here we have a very easy explanation. For example, when we are going to practice kasina after descending 32 body parts. Then we have to take head hair as an object with your practice for the casino. So we Asian people have black hair. We don't have blue hair. Right? That is why it should be black casino, not blue casino. Okay. Similarly, yellow casino. You can use yellow cloth, yellow flower, yellow piece of paper, or any yellow color. We can take as object, visualize it, we can also change genre.
同样的，如果是黄片的话呢，我们可以取布的颜色，黄色的布，黄色的花，或者黄色的纸，或任何颜色，任何的黄色，然后我们取它为目标，然后可以证修这个黄片修到禅定。Similarly,
red casino, white casino.
同样的红片跟白片也是一样的。
So we can also practice these color casino. To overcome hatred, anger, worry, anxiety, or fear. So when we can practice better and better, we can overcome naturally. Then we will move to the next temperament, right? This is called deluded temperament or delusion temperament. Moha Charita in Pali. So delusion means uncovering the truth. Uncovering untruth. This is also called delusion. So we have many, many plans and projects. Today I have to do this, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, many, many, many plans. For 1 year, 1 month, or many, many plans, right?
真的说，我们有很多计划，比如明天、一年后、一个月后、1年后，我们要做这个，我们有这个计划，有那个计划。
So sometimes because of many planning, we forget our death. We forget to meditate, right?
因为有时候我们有很多计划，我们忘了我们会死，我们就忘了要去禅修。Then
when we have very strong delusion, or when we have deluded temperament, we also should practice. Recollection of death. Where can we find the collection of debt? And who told that can we find the collection of debt? Because of my Sati Patthana Sutta. Then, in the ninth channel ground, in the very beginning, in every single cause, it was mentioned the nature of the cause, on its points, and etc. At the end, the Buddha will say, Ayam bi kayo, evan bhavi, evan dhammo, evan anadito. Okay, so now I will talk about Ayam bi kayo, evan bhavi. This mind body also has that kind of nature. Mind body also has the same nature, or the same nature like the dead body, the corpse. So also he are mentioning even Dhamma. You know Dhamma already, right? My body also has the same Dhamma like that. They will not be though. Mind body also cannot go beyond that. That means we cannot avoid that kind of nature. In reality, there are many ways of recollection of death, but here I just talk about the well-known Sutta. Sri Patthana Sutta. According to many other Sutta, we also have many other recollections. Okay? Then, here we have lustful temperaments, hateful temperaments, deluded temperaments. These three temperaments are really unwholesome temperaments. It cannot be good anymore. So we have to make it better, right? Now the next one is a speculative temperament. In Pali we call vitakka charita. So this one can be good and bad. It can be both. It depends on the way we think. If we think many, many good things, think about many, many good things, it can be good thoughts. If we think about many, many bad things, it can be bad thoughts. So when we have speculative temperaments, we should practice four other kasina. Ad kasina, ad kasina is a trap, right? So we have explained four kala kasinas, right? Now we have four other types of kasina. For example, Patavi kasina, ad kasina. So we have to find reddish brown, swine or clay, make flat and evens. Even after that, we can close, we can open eyes and try to visualize it, try to see it, and close the eyes and visualize it. If we can try to keep the kasina cycle in our minds or keep visualizing very long time, we can also improve our mean the quality, we can also attain jhana. Actually, there are many things to explain about Agatina or other Agatina. It will be very long, right? Also, now I'm going to talk about Metta. So, if I explain very much in detail, also, just wasting time. So, you just understand, right? Agatina, water Agatina, fire Agatina, wind Agatina. We have four Agatina.
那就是说呢，如果他要解释其他的建树的话呢，这个开示就会变得很长。那今天呢，他是要解释修心，所以他不解释这么多细节，就是修建树的细节。那就需要就是跟大家说，我们有地建、取建、封建、火建，这四种其他的建树树。So
when we have speculated temperaments, we should practice these four Agatinas, and then we have to practice mindfulness of breathing.
那如果你是一个前行者的话呢，你就应当休息这四种建树，或是呢，你可以休息这个露宿行李。Then
we also have good temperament. The one is faithful temperament, Satta, Karita, and Pali.
那我们也是有好的性格，第五种就是叫做信心的信。
But that means there are some people, they have very strong faith in Buddha's teaching. It's also sometimes problem. They have blind faith.
那有些人他们对佛陀的这套法很有信心，有很强的信心，但他也可以是一种问题。如果是当一个人他是盲信的。
So when we have faithful temperament, what kind of meditation should we practice?
当你是一个信行者的话呢，你应该怎么修行呢？
Yeah, we have many recollections. Recollection of Buddha. Here, Buddha means Buddha's quality.
And
similarly, recollection of Dhamma, that means Dhamma's quality. Recollection of Sangha, Sangha's quality. Or recollection of morality, recollection of charity. If we practice this kind of meditation, then we can make our faith stronger. Also, we can correct our faith.
那还有呢，我们也可以修习这个法，随念就是法的意念，法的功德，生随念，意念生的功德，还有呢，戒随念，知随念等等。那如果我们这样子修习的时候呢，我们的信心也会增强。
So finally, we have intelligent empowerment in Pali, Bodhicharita.
那最后一种呢，我们叫做觉醒者。So
when we have very strong intelligent temperament, we should practice the four element meditation.
如果呢，一个人他有很强、他很聪明的话呢，他可以修习四界分别观。The
four element meditations are actually very difficult to focus and practice naturally.
那这四界分别观其实是一个很难修习的业处。如果你要很自然的去专注它的话，是不容易的。Even
in Pali, we have two major subjects for beginners. Majority of meditators practice mindfulness of breathing. If they are not successful, we also allow them to practice the four element meditation.
第一种呢是入出十念，很多人都身体都入出十念，如果他们能够成就入出十念的话呢，老师们就会教导他世界分别观。
So very a few people are successful with four elements meditation. That's why it's very difficult to practice.
我真的说呢，有很少人能够成就这世界分别观，所以他世界分别观是不容易修习的。
So if somebody requests to practice the four elements meditation for trial, I will give only two of characteristic elements for the first day, but the next day they will give up.
那如果呢，有一些人他们要求要修习这个世界分别观的话呢，尊者会让他们尝试。他首先呢，他会教导他们两种特相。他今天修了，明天呢，多半他们就会放弃了。
So that means to know the nature of elements naturally is not very easy.If you create, there will be excessive elements, not the most comfortable.
那尊者说呢，如果你要知道这个很自然的去了之后知道这个特相的话呢，是不容易的。那如果你去制造的话呢，会变成你的身体里面有太多的这个特相的话，那你就会不平衡。
So, okay, this is the brief introduction to meditation.The Buddha will give instruction, meditation instruction, according to his disciple and their temperament, according to all these conditions.
那尊者说呢，在这里呢，他刚刚解释的就是对于禅修的一种初步的介绍。他说佛陀呢，一般上他教导他弟子的时候，都会再根据他们的性格给予他们禅修的业处。
Okay, now we better talk about why did the Buddha explain Metta Sutta to the bhikkhu.
那在这里呢，尊者现在要开始解释为什么佛陀会教导他的比丘们如何修习这个菩提呢？
So the Buddha explains Metta Sutta for the bhikkhu, for their protection, or for their meditation.
佛陀呢教导这个慈心呢，是为了给他的弟子们能够有保护，还有呢他们能够禅修。
Then we also have to know that all these people are not newly learned meditators. They have been practicing for a very long time. They have already achieved some degree of concentration.
那在这里呢，我们也要知道说，这些比丘呢，他们都是。初学的禅修者，他们已经禅修了一段很长的时间，他们也有一些定力的。
Because of unfavorable condition, they cannot improve, or they have to leave the forest.
因为有不适合的条件，所以呢，他们的禅修不能进步，然后他们也需要离开那个森林。
Okay, now I should talk about.Suitable conditions for meditators now. Again.
尊者呢，在这里他要解释什么适合四的禅修条件。
I think according to the timetable, right? Because this will be the last part of this morning talk, maybe.
尊者说呢，根据今天的这个时间表呢，这现在要讲的这一段应该是最后一段，就是这一段他要讲的应该是早上的最后一段。
So we have seven.Suitable conditions in Buddha teaching. The first one is Avasa in Pali. We can also say residence or dwelling place. For example, now we are in this room.It's too cold. This room must be warm enough to meditate. It's too hot. This room must be cool enough to meditate. This is called suitable living place or suitable residence.
比方说呢，在现在在这个房子里面呢，尊者说，如果是在冷的时候呢，它足够温暖的话，就是禅修；如果在热的时候呢，它够凉爽的话，
So it doesn't mean the living place is producing cost of concentration. We can clearly understand that our living place is very big supporting cost of our meditation. Okay, so if we talk about this kind of residence, we also have to talk about one story that happened in Sri Lanka. One young Samanera went to this shop. After a long time practice, he could not improve anymore. He approached his teacher, requested to allow him to this shop. But the teacher asked, because we are not allowed to dig the swine. So the teacher asked Samira, if Samira can dig. So just trying to dig mountain, trying to arrange mountain to make a cave. Have to dig the mountain range to have the cave. But Samira trying to make it all day. Then cannot finish within one day, trying next day. Finally he finished. Actually, he has just postponed in Samira's condition. Postponed in his disorder. So, after finishing the cave, he also asked Samira, it's a very, very rare opportunity for you to meditate. After this slogan, I don't think you can meditate. This cave is made by you. Okay, just stand one night there. Meditate there. I allow you. I give you the cave for one day. Then the Samira practiced whole day, whole night in the cave. Fortunately, he couldn't allow the ship because of good residence. What is it in the cave? So that means we must also have good supporting cost. Especially good residence, a good living place. It will be very good supporting cost for our employment until we can take another ship. Another one is a supporting village. That means if we live in the forest, we must depend on devotees. We have to go for Pindapata. A supporting village is very far from monastery, also not very convenient for people. too near, so it was very noisy.
那接种条件呢是护持的村落或是护持的。那如果说，比方说子区们他们都住在森林里，那他们都是依着，就是他们会出去托钵，这样子。那如果说他们住的离村落很远的话呢，就很不方便。但是如果他们住的太近的话呢，就会很好哈。
Sometimes, although the village is very suitable, very convenient for bhikkhus, not very far, neither too far nor too near. But if there are many, many dangerous animals in the village, also improper.
就是说有时候虽然这个护持的这个村落呢是很适合这个人他不是太远也不是太近，但是呢如果在这村落里面有很比方很危险的动物的话，它也会变成是一个不是很适合的地方。
So modern day we also have car, right? Ancient time elephants, horse, cow, bull, they can also attack pigs anytime, similarly dog, many other animals. If there are many, many dangerous animals like that, we cannot go for pindah pata, we don't have enough food, we cannot meditate very well.
现在呢真的说在现在世界呢我们是有车子，但是在以前呢古时候呢尊者们他们那个时候都有大象啊，比如野牛啊水牛等等，那如果说在村落里面都有很多这些危险的动物，他们都会攻击比丘们，那变成比丘们都不能去村落里托钵，那不能去托钵是不没有足够的食物，那他们就不能
Sometimes, although it's a good place, good suburban village, not very far removed, not very dangerous animals, how about human beings? If many, many drunkards, right? They drink a lot, for example, then they can also make problems for the bhikkhus. Then it's not a good place for bhikkhus to go for pindapada.
就是说有时候呢地方也是很好，不是很远不是很近，而且也没有危险的动物，但是呢人呢就是说比方说村落里面有很多喝酒的人，很多酒鬼的话，他们可能也会让会制造很多问题给比丘们，那变成了比丘们也不适合去这个村落里托钵。
Similarly, we can also understand if there are some problem makers, those who hate bhikkhus or ordinary persons, it's not proper place to live.
同样的，比方说有一些人，他们很讨厌比丘们，他们会制造很多麻烦给比丘，那这个地方也不适合。
Then, okay, if we have suitable village or suitable supporting court, supporting village, then because of their supporting, we can also improve our meditation, we can also attain headship easily.
那如果说呢我们有适合的地方，适合的村落或者适合的布置的话呢，那就很好，对于比丘呢他们可以有很好的这个助缘，那他们的禅修也能够进步，也能够证悟涅槃。
So how can we know if it's suitable or unsuitable?
那我们怎么知道是适合还是不适合呢？
So by living in one forest or one monastery,If we can improve our concentration, sure, this is a good place. After living in one place, if we lost our concentration, sure, this is not a really good place.
那比方说呢，我们可以在一个森林或者一个寺院住一段时间。如果说我们的禅修是净土的话呢，我们就可以说这是一个适合的地方，好的地方。那如果在那个地方我们的定力都退失的话呢，那我们就说这个地方不适合。
So similarly, living in one place, if the devotee cannot support for our morality, it's not a good place. If they can support for our morality, it's a good place.
那同样的，如果住在一个地方，然后附近的护持者呢，他们不能支持出家人的戒律的话，那就不是一个适合的地方。如果他们可以支持出家人的戒律的话，那就是一个好的地方。
So, I think this morning, we have the next session, right? Is it Dhamma talk or question and answer? Dhamma talk, okay. I think this morning, I will finish only some, maybe very little part of Metta Sutta, right? Okay, now, I think now nearly 10:09. Okay, so, may you all be able to practice the Buddha teaching, and may you all be able to realize the final cessation.
Okay, now the session will resume at 10:25.
Okay, 10:25. Okay.